Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steele.
I'm Steve Kathan. The indictment against former President Trump remains under seal. Reaction to it is out in the open and all over social media, from praise to condemnation.
I'm Stephen Portnoy. On CBS Mornings, Trump defense attorney Joe Tacopina argued the case against his client is political.
Today it's Donald Trump. Tomorrow it's going to be a Democrat. The day after that it could be your brother, your son, your daughter.
Tacopina says it's his understanding that because his client is a Secret Service protectee, the former president will not be handcuffed when he's booked next week. Talks on the logistics of Trump's arrest, processing, and arraignment are ongoing.
And everyone's gearing up for what comes next Tuesday when Trump is due to be arraigned. CBS's Mara Rubin on security in Lower Manhattan.
Steel barricades are up outlining the Manhattan Criminal Court as the city braces for protesters. And the New York Police Department has ordered every member of the force to report in full uniform today as a precautionary measure.
Unsettled weather could rock the nation's midsection today, from the upper Midwest to parts of the deep South. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
There are two bullseyes. One is right around the Quad Cities of Iowa and Illinois, and that stretches for about a 100 to 150 mile radius from there. And the other is sort of within a 100 to 150 mile radius of Memphis. That's where the two sort of bullseyes, the highest percentage chance of devastating weather is.
About the American journalist held in Russia, President Biden said this morning, let him go. Evan Gershkovich of the Wall Street Journal is facing espionage charges that he and the paper deny. As we hear from CBS's Elaine Cobb, Finland will become a member of NATO in just a matter of days.
Finland will formally join our alliance in the coming days.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg made the announcement after Turkey voted to ratify Finland's membership. Turkey was the last NATO member to vote.
All 30 NATO allies have now ratified the accession protocol.
Turkey has not yet voted to allow Sweden to join NATO, saying it still has concerns Stockholm isn't tough enough on groups Ankara considers terrorists.
In South Africa, an early release from prison's been denied for Oscar Pistorius. The former Paralympian is serving time for killing his girlfriend. Inflation easing some, but still stubborn. CBS's Jill Schlesinger tells us the government says consumer prices rose from January to February, but at a slower pace.
Well, inflation is coming down. It is coming down very slowly. And that could mean that the Fed will keep interest rates higher for longer.
And checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 179 points. The S&P is up 25. This is CBS News.
Find tools for the job site or your own backyard at over 10,000 authorized local steel dealers. Find yours at steelusa.com. STIHLUSA.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Natnair. Here's what you need to know. Rain is expected to move into Wisconsin, eventually turning over to snow. Plan for slippery travel conditions and be ready for the potential of some strong thunderstorms. These weather patterns expected to persist over the next several weeks. That brings with it a possibility of flooding. It will take more staff to speed up processing times for license applications in Wisconsin. The head of the Department of Safety and Professional Services, Dan Harreth, telling the Budget Committee processing times now average 38 days. Compared to nearly 80 days in 2021. The department can't use its own budget surplus without the GOP-led legislature's approval. Governor Evers requested 20 new positions for the department in 2019-2021 and 12 in the following budget, but the legislature only approved one new position each time. The delays have kept thousands of workers waiting weeks to get their professional licenses. I'm Jane Natnair. This is Civic Media News.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote. Then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special As Goes Wisconsin.
Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com. the devil's advocates.
Now, we've had Ted Cruz more than once.
He has very slippery hands.
And once in Ishiwaka, Indiana.
He was so desperate. He literally walked into this diner with families eating and shook every single person's hand, whether they wanted him to or not. And some of the kids are like, what?
Bobby! He was invading lots of bubbles. Bobby, make the greasy man go away! I can smell the desperation, Mommy!
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUK Radio.
It's great to be here to speak directly to the woke mob.
The liberals have basically made up this whole agenda that guacamole is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Scobody boom boom. Scobody dog.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Does this hurt him? Does this help him? How are you feeling about the unprecedented historical moment that came last evening of former President Donald J. Trump being indicted? Does it help him or does it hurt him? 844-967-2789. Jane Matinair, does this help him or hurt him?
Certainly for some, they think it's going to help him. There's at least the narrative that's being spun right now is, you know, this is a political witch hunt, and if they can do this to him, they can do it to you. And I just want to point out that, yes, if you commit a crime, they can indict you,
yes,
too.
If you also commit a crime,
they can
you
do that.
You too can feel the pressure of the law.
Yeah.
I think this helps him in the primary, potentially. I mean, he was already leading in the primary. I don't know if this helps him in the general, though. He still lost in 2020, and I don't know anything that's happened since 2020 that will get him to regain swing voters, never Trumper Republicans, moderates. Like, I just don't see any of this being winning back votes but I do see it as people who are with Trump until he, you know, is in his grave.
Yeah. To the bitter end.
To the bitter end. Like, of course this is going to help them, like, make them want to double down. But I don't know how this helps him in a general election should he win the nomination, which maybe this does help him win the nomination. But I just don't see that being the case. So we would love to hear from you. Will this help Trump? Does this hurt Trump? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96.
Party.
But happy Friday, everyone. This has been a great week of shows, and so we're going to round out the rest of this week today, still being a great show. We're obviously going to talk about our feelings about Trump. How did you feel when you got the news yesterday? But also wanted to talk about some other headlines that are really important that might get buried at the bottom of the hour, this first hour. And then at noon, we are going to be joined by Scott Ross, Democratic analyst, and Bill McCaution, Republican strategist. I don't really know the difference between what makes one an analyst versus one a strategist. Maybe we'll ask them that.
Yes, we will find out.
But we are going to hear from them on, obviously, I think my first question to them will be, does this hurt or help Trump? But then also, does this hurt or help our election? Like, who does this hurt and who does this help for our election that is in 4 days? 4 days until
big election.
Big election. Big election on Tuesday. If you have voted, we would love to celebrate you. If you're planning to vote, we will celebrate you. Did you vote?
Not yet.
Yeah, me either.
You know,
I think I'm going to go day of.
Really? See, and I was going to, and now I think I might go today.
Okay.
Because he's expected to turn himself in on Tuesday.
So what, you think that...
I don't know. It just makes me twitchy.
Okay.
It just makes me a little twitchy. So I think I'm gonna go vote today.
Okay.
Because today is the last day for early voting, isn't it?
I don't want to be careful because I know it changes depending on which location you're talking about. I don't know when it ends in Milwaukee versus Madison versus every location. So I don't want to say, yes, it ends today because I think some places could still have it available tomorrow. But you can check. You can check in on myvote.wi.gov. You can check for when early voting ends, if you can still do it today or this weekend. But regardless, you can certainly vote on April 4th this Tuesday. So we're going to be talking to Bill McCosh and Scott Ross about where we're at with 4 days out, and also kind of predictions for two guys who are veterans in Wisconsin politics. Depending on the outcome, what changes? And I think that's the thing that I'm really interested in, is it's one thing to get through the election. It's another thing to see how that shifts the political landscape, because unfortunately that is the world we live in now, where this has become a political election.
Yes.
It is a judicial election, but in practice, it is also now a political one, which is not the way it was supposed to be. And yet here we are.
Here we are.
And then we're going to, go ahead.
844-967-2789. Does this help Trump or hurt Trump? How are you feeling about this? Happy, sad, angry, skeptical. Texter from the 414. If you can't go after ex-presidents for breaking the law, then you cannot go after the common man when they break the law.
Yeah.
And I completely agree. And I think it's interesting that all of the Republicans now who are defending Donald Trump and calling this a witch hunt and it's politicized and... are all the same people who were dancing with joy when Michael Cohen got convicted for this very same crime.
I know, and I don't really quite understand the cognitive dissonance between Michael Cohen going to jail for this and then thinking, well, Trump didn't do anything wrong. Then why did we convict and charge and convict someone else for, like, carrying this out? And how is that? How did that happen? And yet with Trump, he did nothing wrong. Because I think that's the thing. It's almost like there's so many things that we don't actually believe to be true on both sides, right? As far as sometimes, as Jane likes to say, some of us don't agree that gravity exists. And so sometimes it feels like the details of this case and what is and is not legal. Granted, it could be, I think there's 30 different
counts,
which is a lot.
It is.
But there's still some legal people saying this is not the strongest case. It could get thrown out, yada, yada, yada. But it's still like he affected the 2016, he tried to affect the 2016 election by shutting someone up.
By suppressing the story.
By suppressing the story. And so that is fact.
Leroy, checking in from Milwaukee. Leroy, what do you want to say?
Yes. First of all, Donald Trump failed to protect the country. The duty of the president is to protect the country, and he did not do that. He allowed the country to be attacked. Right there, that was wrong. Then he ordered the assassination of his vice president. So this guy is like a... I don't know. All I know is that he violated so many things. Then he allowed the people to be killed. Nancy Pelosi's husband got beaten in the head with a hammer because of his actions. So Trump is bad news. That's all I want to say.
All right. Thank you for the call, Leroy.
Yeah, thanks for checking in.
I think that's the thing that I see as I'm reading more and more of this of... There's certainly people who feel like, is this the best case to lead with? Because it's not like he's not being investigated for multiple other things.
Yes.
And I think this is such an early stage of this process. For any one of these, this is early stage for this case. And this indictment is very early as far as what happens from here. I mean, he still has to turn himself in, which that will be potentially a whole circus. I would love to see, because you can basically make a bet on anything, right? Like there is
pretty much
online markets for political campaigns, for how long Rihanna was going to sing and which song she was going to sing for the Super Bowl. I would love to know if there's betting right now on whether or not, like, who makes a t-shirt out of Trump's mugshot? Does he do it?
Oh.
Does both the right and the left make, once his, and who knows if it becomes public, but he will get there will be a mugshot. That is the law. Like, he has to get his picture taken once he is fingerprinted and takes a mugshot.
And get fingerprinted, yes.
And so, who uses that picture there to make merch? Because I feel like there's a lot of people on both sides of the aisle that are going to do that. But like, we're very at the beginning of this circus and what it gets turned into, let alone the other investigations that are ongoing. And so, you know, it's like, I don't want to get all of my energy out on this first history. It is history has been made, though.
Yes,
This is the first time that this has happened. But it's interesting, and we could talk about this a little in the next segment, but we still want to hear from you on whether or not you think this hurts Trump or helps Trump in his pursuit to be elected again. 844-967-2789. I think it helps him in the primary, hurts him in the general. That's where I come down on this. Because I just don't think this is appealing to the people who would like to go back to normalcy. Because what's amazing to me, I was thinking about this on the way in, is that how in the history books of 100 years from now, how much this guy will be written about of how much he impacted our country. And that is, to me, so depressing as far as this guy, there's no way around it. Like, there's no way around to talk about how this guy, for what will be at least 8, maybe 12, I don't know, but the somewhere around a decade that was like the decade of Trump, where he was the center of attention for so long and the ire of one side. And also the ire for some people on the other side. And like, his relevance will never be able to be negated, and how much it impacted the country. And
without,
it's like,
a doubt.
This dumpy real estate snake oil salesman was able to do this to arguably one of the best countries in the history of the world. Like, wow.
Yeah. It's a lot to absorb.
All right. Well, I know we're still taking your calls. I think we have one caller who's going to hold on until we get back. But how do you feel? Angry? Skeptical? Elated? And do you think this will hurt him or help him? We're talking about the Trump indictment. 844-967-2789. We'll be back in just a minute.
Man, ain't that news? Ain't that news? Ain't that good news? Man, 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 ain't that news? My baby's coming home tomorrow. Ain't that good news? Man, ain't that news? Good news. Good news. Ain't that good news?
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost.
So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram, Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues, from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Overcast skies this afternoon with isolated thunderstorms likely. Highs around 63, winds out of the south 10 to 15 miles an hour. A mixture of precipitation likely tonight. Lows dip down to about 34, cloudy. Mixed precipitation likely again tomorrow, 39. A dusting of snow tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 54 degrees.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha, WAUK 540 AM, always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin, and we are talking about and asking you, does this hurt Trump or does this help Trump? And of course, we are talking about the major news that broke last night, and I imagine is everywhere on every news outlet today, which is that Trump has been indicted. And of course, there is still details missing as far as what the indictments are over.
Right, because it's still sealed.
That's still sealed. We know there's around 30 counts. There's speculation on when he will, if and when he will turn himself in. So there's still a lot unknown, but at least the indictment has happened. And of course, now there is lots of people who are very angry. I'm sure there's lots of people out there who are very happy. I am not one of them. This is not something I'm celebrating over, but we have to talk about it because this is massive historic news. And my question is, does this help him or hurt him as he is the front runner for the Republican Party for president in 2024?
844-967-2789. Texter from the 414. Trump's problem is that he isn't willing to admit he did something wrong and kept pushing and stalling, hoping he could lie or bully his way out of it. If he had admitted his error, it probably would have gone away and not been a factor anymore. How many times I was told as a kid, when you do something wrong and you get into trouble, just admit it. I did something wrong, not make a federal case out of it. It could hurt him worse than we think. At his booking, they're going to take DNA. That could answer the question if he attacked E. Jean Carroll, because that case is still going to trial, and that's supposed to go to trial next month.
Is that soon?
I believe so. I believe it's in April. Yeah.
You know, it's interesting to me, if you think about all of the things that Trump is juggling between literally running for president, which that by its own is a Herculean feat, no matter what. And that's not to say that he is I'm just saying, like, that is a lot. And then on top of that, to be managing all of these different investigations that are circling him, and he's not a spring chicken. So it's like, how is he? What kind of energy drinks is he drinking that, like, he is handling all of this? And I thought that this morning, too. I was like, at some point, does he just snap? Or does he really have the mental fortitude to be doing all of this at once and not have a mental breakdown?
844-967-2789. Would this help Donald Trump or hurt Donald Trump? CJ is on the line. CJ, what do you want to say?
Well, thanks for taking my call. This helps Trump. As far as popularity goes, because this is all political, but it's sad for the country.
It is sad for the country, CJ.
It is political because statute of limitations are going to run out of this, have already run out of this, and that's why this political Alvin Bragg ran on one thing, not solving crime in New York, but getting Donald Trump.
CJ, let me ask you a question. CJ,
song and dance.
CJ,
pardon me.
Let me ask you a question. Then why was Michael Cohen prosecuted under the Trump administration, sentenced and sent to prison? Was that a political witch hunt?
He lied to Congress and he had tax evasion. Look up his 8 accounts and charges. It wasn't that it was a campaign finance thing, and that's what this is, supposedly, for Trump. We haven't seen it because this Alvin Bragg is going to keep it secret as long as he can.
Okay, thanks for calling, CJ. That's good. I'm producer. Producer rules.
Producer rules. I was going to ask him because I feel like CJ doesn't call into our show a lot. He calls into a lot of other civic media shows a lot. And I was going to ask him because I think we clearly know how he feels about it.
Sure. And CJ is not alone.
No, and CJ's not alone. But I was interested to see if when he says this, so he's definitively that this helps Trump, if he's talked to friends about it, and if that is the conversations that are being had. Because I would say almost everything I've seen, I think Vox this morning put out a conversation with different, they had asked a variety of different strategists, both Republican and Democratic, saying, you know, the case on whether or not the indictment may help or hurt Trump. And at least the way I read it, there was two separate Republican advisors who said this helps him, but they weren't so confident that this helps him in the general. And then there was a Democratic strategist and a Republican strategist who said this hurts Trump. And they both said this is, you know, kind of what I had said as far as like moderates and swing votes, and that this doesn't necessarily help him get closer to the general. But some of them also thought this doesn't necessarily help him in the primary either. And so it is, we will see how it plays out.
We certainly will.
But certainly one thing as far as, I love historians. I love historians who can bring back things that I didn't even know was a thing. Do you know who Eugene Debs is?
Oh, Eugene. No.
Good old Eugene.
No.
Eugene Debs ran for president 5 times for the Socialist Party in the early 20th century and was a dedicated union leader who helped organize his fellow railway workers into the first major railway union in the United States. That was eventually crushed, and he was jailed in the aftermath of the Pullman strike of 1894. Debs was also a dedicated opponent of the U.S. entry into the world into World War I, convicted of sedition in 1918, and jailed for speaking out against the war. And from the Atlanta Federal Prison, he ran for president in 1920 and received over 3% of the national vote, with almost 1 million votes cast for him as convict number 9653. So it is not unprecedented for someone to run for president from jail or from prison. So
texter from the 920 says, I think it hurts him in both the primary and the general, but not by much. Only people who are excited to have a bad boy candidate are the solid 30% who will never, ever leave him.
There you go. All right. Well, we'll keep taking your calls. 844-967-2789. Does this hurt him? Does this help him? We're talking about Trump. And we'll get to some other very important headlines that should not be glossed over when we come back.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Special Report. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg says in a letter this morning to top House Republicans, their demands for information on the Trump case, which led to an indictment of the former president, amount to unlawful political interference. CBS's Robert Costa on what he's learned.
Sources tell CBS News the Manhattan DA has documents on hand of financial transactions of various schemes from Trump's inner circle in 2016 that have not yet been made public and could be central to this case.
Trump attorney Joe Tacopina expects an arraignment with no handcuffs.
It looks like possibly Tuesday, but I don't know yet. And as far as how that all happens, this is a case of first impression for all of us. You have Secret Service involved, yes. NYPD, Court Officers Union. So I'm not sure exactly how it plays out, but we'll get through it.
CBS's Major Garrett.
There is a possibly predictable, possibly understandable rallying around the president that this is a prosecution, an indictment that is based, at least in part, according to those who support the former president, in politics.
CBS News Special Report.
WAUK 540 AM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. University of Wisconsin students will see their tuition go up for the first time in 10 years. The Board of Regents approved the increase yesterday. Wisconsin enacted a tuition freeze in 2013, but UW System President Jay Rothman says the freeze is unsustainable now with increasing costs and inflation. A man accused of threatening Governor Evers is taking a plea deal. Michael Yacker of Windsor is instead pleading guilty to threatening former Wisconsin Highway Commissioner Gerald Mandley. In exchange, he had seven other charges dropped, including sending threatening messages to Evers. He faces 5 years in prison when he's sentenced in June. In sports, the Bucks lost big to the Celtics last night, and Minnesota State's Mike Hastings is the Badgers' new men's hockey coach. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
On Tuesday, April 4th, we have a chance to elect people who will do the right thing for Wisconsin and for Waukesha. We need experienced leaders we can trust. Vote for Janet Protasiewicz for Supreme Court, Fred Stram for Waukesha County Circuit Court, and Diane Voigt for Waukesha School Board. Janet, Fred, Diane, because we can trust them. Vote on April 4th. Your vote and your voice matter.
Paid for by Blue Sky Waukesha.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's the news. Coming to you every hour on the hour.
Here's the news.
The weather's fine.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Will this hurt Trump? Will this help Trump? We're obviously talking about his indictment last night. Still waiting on more details. It is a developing story, and it will be a developing story for a very long time, probably up until the 2024 election in November. The never-ending saga. It'll be like the documentaries or the movies about him will have to be multi-episode series.
Well, just for all the potential indictments, I mean, there's, like you mentioned earlier, there are several things going on. This is not the only case. There's a case in Georgia with him allegedly trying to overturn the results of the Georgia. Or I'm sorry, it was just to find 11,780 votes. That's all we need.
That's all we need.
That's all we need.
We just need 11,000 votes.
844-967-2789. You can call or you can text. 715 says this helps him. He will continue to divert donations to help him beat the charges. I can't remember a billionaire ever getting so much free money from Stevens Point.
Oh, that's a really good point.
Well, they fundraise off this stuff all the time.
Well, that's what I mean. I feel like he's going to sell a shirt of his mugshot for sure. I think, I mean, that was rumors. I don't know if it's been confirmed, but rumors are that he wanted a perp walk.
Oh, because he can leverage it. Himself. Yes.
Yeah. And so he wanted to be taken away in cuffs on camera so that can be, he can martyr himself. And so, I mean, again, that's the rumor.
I can see the oil paintings now with a halo over his head as he's being perp walked away.
And it's interesting because what was the stat that the earlier texter said, that there's like 30% of the Republican Party that's just all in, no matter what?
Exactly.
And it is interesting, though, because the early polling from, and granted, it's very early. I feel like this early in the 2016 Republican primary hopefuls, of which there was a lot, like Scott Walker was the head at that point or said some, you know, it was like things changed. Jeb Bush, right? Like there was other guys who were,
please clap,
for like way further ahead, or like the, at least what the pundits were saying is who was most likely. And that is obviously not how it turned out. So it's a long time, but as of right now, he's still leading, even with all of the DeSantis fanboys out there and fangirls.
Yeah.
Which at the end of the hour, we're going to have some fun with, don't go up against Bob Iger. I think that is the lesson that DeSantis might have just, I don't know if he was learned it, but two massive egos going head to head as far as Ron DeSantis v. Disney, at least in this round. Disney has won
so far
in this round.
Yeah.
It's not over.
No,
but it is, this round is a doozy. So we're going to talk about that in the 1 o'clock hour, but we're still taking your calls. How do you feel about the Trump indictment? Angry, skeptical, happy, 844-967-2789. And do you think this, and I think maybe we should separate, does this help him in the primary? Versus, does this help him in the general? Because I think, you know, going into, and I it'll be interesting to see how this, even for Wisconsin, as all eyes are on us going into next week, how the idea of MAGA does in swing states so far doesn't have a great track record. And so again, like doing well in a primary and having a fervent Republican base is very different than being able to win statewide.
Exactly.
For presidential, like across the entire country. And so would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. Does this help him or hurt him? And in the primary versus the general. But one piece of information that I feel like will probably not get enough attention today, because everything, everywhere is Trump, 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 Trump.
Yeah.
But this is not something that just is happening in Texas, despite coming out of Texas. This is a nationwide decision for now. But a federal judge rules insurance does not have to cover PrEP drugs, mammograms, and much more. And this is not just in Texas. This is for the nation. So yesterday, a federal judge in Texas ruled that Obamacare's requirement that health insurance cover preventative health care at no cost is unconstitutional, and struck it down nationwide. Yeah. So what does this mean? The ruling affects PrEP for HIV. Cancer screenings.
No longer free.
Well, it's unconstitutional to force insurance companies to cover this.
Okay.
So it's up to the insurance company now whether or not they would like to cover this. So the ruling affects PrEP for HIV, cancer screenings, mammograms, and some prenatal care.
Oh. But keep having those babies.
But keep
girl.
Having the babies.
Go have babies. We need babies.
Which includes screenings for gestational diabetes and preeclampsia. So it does not affect the birth control coverage mandate, as the judge dismissed that part of the lawsuit. And it also does not affect the HPV vaccine coverage, of which plaintiffs also objected in their original claim. And so some insurance companies will continue to cover these services cost-free since it makes financial sense to do so. Because, you know, preventative care, usually cheaper than taking care of you once you're sick.
Yeah.
But others may decide to go back and start charging deductibles or co-pays. And so, you know, inevitably, these changes could lead people to not get adequate health care and get sick and die. But, you know, because preeclampsia, if you are not familiar, can be imminently life-threatening for pregnant people who are now subject to, obviously, abortion bans in almost 20 states, including Wisconsin. But preeclampsia is basically when you start to have high blood pressure in the later mid to late months of your pregnancy. If you don't, and basically if you don't deliver, the woman dies. Like it's that straightforward. And so how did we get here, Jane?
I don't know. I was going to say judge shopping.
Yeah. So two Texas companies sued the Department of Health and Human Services in 2020, claiming that they wanted to provide health and health insurance to employees that didn't cover PrEP drugs because they objected to it on religious grounds, of course. So the judge summarized this, shall we say, bigoted argument like so. Quote, each claims that the preventative care mandates requiring compulsory coverage for those services violates their religious beliefs by making them complicit in facilitating homosexual behavior, drug use, and sexual activity outside of marriage between one man and one woman as a condition of purchasing health insurance. End quote. So, of course, not to state the obvious, as far as that just being a very bigoted, prejudicial idea, but it also ignores the fact that even monogamous heterosexual people who don't use drugs can, like, do get HIV and, you know, also get pregnant and also, like, and so it's like this is just ignoring a huge amount of people that fall outside of that, like, you know, the hedonist sinners, but also still need that care, let alone that it is wrong to just not want to give health care to certain groups of people.
But see, there you go again, trying to bring logic into these things. I mean, it goes back to the gravity argument. We all have to agree that gravity exists, and then we go from there.
So it's what's unfortunate about this is basically this is going to likely be appealed, but the road does not look that much hope, like very hopeful post-appeal, because since it's filed in Texas, an appeal to any of this verdict would land in the lap of the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, which is the same venue that upheld the Texas abortion ban last September. And the next step after that would be the 6-3 conservative supermajority Supreme Court, which hasn't considered an Obama challenge since Justice Amy Coney Barrett joined. So this is the timeline we live in. But I feel like this is a really big deal that affects that. I mean, and granted, it will come down to now individual insurance on how what they want to cover and what they don't. So, you know, check your insurance. But for now, this judge single-handedly can decide for the nation that those preventative health care to require it is unconstitutional. And so, and then the other headline that caught my eye that feels like, oh, this should probably get more attention, especially after how much attention Brittany Griner got for the 10 months she was in Russia detained. And, you know, obviously that was controversial on its own, but she was detained for seemingly what's, you know, felt trivial. Granted, it's illegal. But she basically had like hash oil, right? Like hash oil vape pens.
Right.
And was detained for 10 months. Well, now Russia has arrested an American journalist for alleged espionage, which seems like it seems a little more serious. Seems like a much more serious charge for the first time since the Cold War. And I just like, I would just like to say, I am not that brave. Like post Brittany Griner and all of that stuff, you could not pay me to go to Russia at all, let alone willingly work there.
Right.
So basically, the Wall Street Journal journalist, I'm going to butcher his last name. It's Evan Gershkovich, has been detained in Russia on espionage charges. And he is a U.S. citizen. And he was arrested and accused of spying on behalf of the U.S. government. And this is, like I said, the first time a U.S. journalist has been detained for spying since the Cold War. He's 31. And he works for the Wall Street Journal's Moscow office. And he's accused of gathering state secret information regarding activities at the Russian defense plant. So he's pleaded not guilty as of yesterday, but he faces up to 20 years in prison found guilty.
Well, Vlad is losing the war.
Well, and I just, like, that's what I mean. Like, I obviously know the world needs brave people and brave journalists who are willing to continue to do their job in the face of great danger in adversarial countries, but you could not pay me to go work in Russia, especially to be poking around and have this end up being, especially after seeing something as silly and trivial and how seriously they were taking Brittany Griner in order to make her a political prisoner and basically get, what was the arms dealer's nickname that we traded her for?
Oh, I don't remember.
The war demon of death or something ridiculous. And so I don't, you know, what upper hand does this, I mean, if that was the case, but now this feels very serious.
Without a doubt.
And terrifying.
Yes, absolutely. And I am really concerned for him because let's not forget, the Russians don't shy away from poisoning people, throwing people out of windows, having questionable accidents happen to people they don't like. This is a very, very scary situation.
Yeah. And so, again, both of those stories I feel like are not going to give as much coverage as they deserve as far as having, especially the first one with healthcare, how many more people this affects versus how much attention, not that it's not important, but how much attention the Trump story is going to get. And so certainly wanted to give both of those some attention today.
Definitely.
But again, if you have feelings and still want to get it out as far as your feelings about the Trump indictment, 844-967-2789. Does it hurt him? Does it help him? So we will take your calls and your texts when we come back and also play a headline quiz. Let's see how well we paid attention this week. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
It's 4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance for isolated storms this afternoon, otherwise overcast skies. Daytime highs approaching 63, south winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Isolated thunderstorms likely tonight, lows level off around 34, overcast. Overcast skies tomorrow, mixed precipitation likely 39, a dusting of snow tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 54 degrees.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Has there been any more updates? Have you watched the news at all as far as since we started to see if anything on
I have not.
Trump, but just instead of just a ton of think pieces of people giving their two cents?
Lots of think pieces. And of course, his lawyer actually said he's not going to be handcuffed.
He's not.
Yeah. And I.
Which is good. I do not think he should be. I feel like the less of a spectacle this can all be.
The better.
The better for everyone. I think it's better for. Just continue to treat it as following the law and not a circus. And
but if we were to follow the law and if it were anyone else, wouldn't they get handcuffed?
I feel like, I don't know. I feel like in a lot of, I mean, I have no numbers to back this off. But as far as like people turning themselves in, especially when it comes to like white collar crime and other things, like I don't think that there's a lot of times that they don't necessarily go get him and put him in handcuffs and like put like make sure his head doesn't hit the police car as they put him in. Like I usually think that some of these things are a little bit more buttoned up than
when you turn yourself in.
Yeah, I think if you're like on the lam, maybe not, but if he's willing to cooperate, I don't think it's the law that they have to handcuff him.
Associated Press is reporting the former president will officially be arraigned at a Manhattan court Tuesday, 2:15 Eastern.
All right.
2:15 Eastern next Tuesday, which, by the way, is Election Day.
Which is Election Day. That is it. Maybe I'll have to ask Bill and Scott how much that affects us on Tuesday, because when we come back after the top of the hour news at 12:06, Bill McCaution, Republican strategist, and Scott Ross, Democratic analyst, two longtime veterans of Wisconsin politics, are going to be here for the half hour to talk about, I'm sure we'll talk a little bit about Trump, but mostly about where we're at, in their view, 4 days out from our election on Tuesday. So I'm really looking forward to that conversation. And then we are also going to be talking to Alan Borsick, who is back, who is a longtime education reporter and now a fellow at Marquette University. And he just had a piece published today in Milwaukee Journal Sentinel talking about the reading wars in Wisconsin. And I feel like that's a dramatic way to put it, but I will ask him why he uses those words, because our literacy rates, not great.
Yeah, it's really frightening.
Not great in Wisconsin. And so there is a fight over how to turn the ship around. And, you know, when CJ Safer was here a couple of weeks ago, I think he alluded to this, and that there's basically a ideological debate happening between teaching reading through phonics versus memorization. And it's been a long time, so it's hard for me to go back and understand, like, how did I learn how to read? Like, what was the methodology when I was growing up to learn how to read? Was it sounding things out or was it just memorizing the words?
I just think reading to children before they can read is the best setup.
But is that assuming that the reason our literacy rates are going down is because people aren't doing that? I don't know. I mean, we're going to have to ask Alan of like, why is this, what are people pointing to as why this has become? Because it's not just the places where you would assume that it is, which is MPS, urban districts. It's like New Berlin.
Really?
Yeah. It's not as I don't think the rates are as poor, but as far as declining and not having a fair amount of not adequate literacy rates, even in high income areas with arguably more funded school districts, it's still a problem. And so that'll be a really interesting conversation. But for now, let's see if we can finish this this news quiz.
Sounds good.
For the week. All right. Elon Musk and 1,000 other tech leaders signed a letter pushing for a 6-month pause in the development of, do you know off the top of your head?
I don't.
All right. A, carbon sequestration. B, giant AI experiments. C, self-driving cars. D, the metaverse.
I'm going with self-driving cars.
All right. I'm going to go with B, AI experiments. Number two, U.S. regulators filed a complaint against which crypto exchange for allegedly violating compliance rules? Well, I don't know if I know this one. A, Coinbase. B, KuCoin. C, Binance. D, Kraken. Those are stupid names.
And I'm going to pick according to the name because I have no idea about any of this. I will go with Kraken.
Kraken? All right. Well, I'll go with you on that one. Number three, which MLB team shattered payroll records with a projected $370 million this season? The New York Yankees, LA Dodgers, San Diego Padres, or the New York Mets?
I'll go with Yankees.
All right. I think I'm going to go with Mets. Number four, which athletic brand withdrew its objection to a Black Lives Matter trademark application for a design resembling its corporate logo? Lululemon, Adidas, Nike, Under Armour?
Under Armour.
All right.
I'm not doing well today.
It's fine. We're running out of time, so I gotta go fast. All right, number five, Australian food company Vow created a meatball from the DNA of which extinct mammal? The woolly mammoth, Tasmanian tiger, Irish deer, or saber-toothed tiger?
Nothing like a woolly mammoth meatball.
Sounds so gross.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we only got 3 out of 5 correct.
Yeah, this was not our best day.
Not our best day. So
we had a lot going on.
There we did. So the letter from Elon Musk plus 1,000 other people asked for a pause in giant AI experiments.
Okay, you're right.
Which I think is a good thing because it's moving pretty fast. The CFTC sued Binance.
Oh, Binance.
That one, of course.
Of course. Jumped out at me, yes.
And then I actually just read about this. The New York Mets are spending $370 million on payroll. I guess their owner is based, you know the show Billions?
Yes.
The guy in that, like the hedge fund manager in that is who the guy who owns the Mets, that character is loosely based off of him. So he's got a lot of money.
Okay.
And then Adidas withdrew its objections to a BLM trademark application, and Vow did create a meatball with woolly mammoth DNA.
Ooh.
All right. Well, we have the news coming up. And when we come back, Bill McCoshin and Scott Ross will be here to give us how both sides of the aisle is feeling with 4 days left until the election. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Monday morning at 8. Don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.